On this episode, we're talking about our best day ever at Magic Kingdom. This is episode 154 of the Main Street Magic Podcast. Hello and welcome to another episode of Main Street Magic. I am your host, Jeremy Stein, and I'm joined by my lovely wife, Rhonda.
Hey, guys.
Make sure you check us out on the web at mainstmagic.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter at mainstmagic. If you have not done so already, head out to Facebook and search for the Capture the Magic community and ask to join. And don't forget to listen to the Capture the Magic podcast with Jared and Jamie Lee at ctmpodcast.com. They release new shows every Monday and Thursday. Then on that same feed, Jamie has Trip Tales once a month, and now we even have CTM at the movies once a month as well. Then Jared and I release a new Diz Dudes episode every Wednesday, so go out and search for The Diz Dudes and subscribe. And here at Main Street Magic, we have new shows on Tuesdays and Fridays, so the Capture the Magic Network has you covered all week long. If you're getting ready to plan your next Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise Line, or even a Universal Orlando Resort vacation, you're going to want to reach out to Melissa Pilgrim with Ears of Experience. You can reach Melissa at MPILGRIM@themouseexperts.com. She'll help you get your entire vacation all lined up and booked, help you with fast passes, ADRs, take all the stress out of planning your Disney or Universal Orlando vacation, and all at no additional cost to you. And if you want even more content, because it's not enough, never enough, all week long, you can get additional episodes. You can get episodes early. You get show notes here from Main Street Magic. You get live streams every month. And you can go out to ctmvip.com, check out Club 32, see what it's all about. All right, so this is going to be kind of a new series that I drummed up in my brain called Best Day Ever.
Okay.
And today's we'll focus on the Magic Kingdom, and then of course we'll do the other parks. And
okay.
We kind of did one out. We already did one a little bit with outside of the parks, where we talked, you know, resorts and Disney Springs and stuff. So I've set forth some rules
that you must abide
by, or otherwise it's just anarchy. So here's the rules. What we're going to do, and this again today, we'll focus on Magic Kingdom. Each of us are going to pick three rides or attractions. Okay. Right. We're going to pick one show. A show would be, it could be the parade, it could be the fireworks, it could be anything they do in front of the castle, like kind of like live showish thing.
Okay.
Then we're going to pick one meet and greet.
Okay.
And we're going to pick one meal or restaurant, basically.
Okay.
Sound fair?
Sounds fun.
All right. You don't know my answers.
Nope.
I know yours.
Yep.
But you didn't know mine, or I didn't know yours when I made mine, is how this always goes. Because I make mine, then I ask you yours. So you don't know mine, but I don't know what yours are going to be when I first made mine.
Yes.
All right. All right. That's, we're going to start off with rides slash attractions. And why don't you talk about, and again, this is what, like, this will be basically for us if we were to go to Magic Kingdom and we were able to do all of these things, these basically three, four, five items in a meal, this would be considered one of our best days at Magic Kingdom because these are the most important to us.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What three rides slash attractions did you choose, and why did you choose as such?
Well, I chose Big Thunder Mountain, Splash Mountain, and the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. I actually was, I guess, teetering again between Seven Dwarfs and Pirates.
It's an interesting teeter.
Well, because Pirates is fun. It's slow, but then you do have that dark drop.
Mm-hmm.
It's
a long ride.
Yeah, of course you got the redhead. It's even longer if you get stuck on it like Jared does.
Yeah, it's very long. It's the longest ride in all of Disney. Hour and a half sometimes.
Big Thunder Mountain, I feel like that's just a given because it's just so fun and it's just wonderful. Yeah.
I was very surprised you picked Splash Mountain.
Well, I really, really like Splash Mountain, and thank God there's more warm months out of the cold months. So we just rode it recently.
Yeah, we just rode it the other weekend.
And we got wet, but it was so hot that it was great. And we dried and it was fine. Yeah.
Okay, so let's just say though, let's just say we're having our best day ever in December. Would you still have Splash Mountain or would you swap that out?
I'd swap it out.
For Pirates?
maybe sometimes you get wet on that too.
Well, that's true, but that's more of like a spritz. And then you're inside for the rest of the ride. Like if you get a little wet on that, it's at the beginning, so at least you're inside for the rest of the ride before you would step out to potential cold, if it is cold.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd probably swap it out to
today's
maybe.
Cold.
Yes, it is. And maybe it's swap it up for Space Mountain.
Really?
I don't know.
I would not. I'd be having my best day ever waiting outside. Well, I was very similar. I picked Big Thunder Mountain, I picked Splash Mountain, and then of course I picked Jungle Cruise. Right now I teeter myself. I do a little teetering now and then, and I teeter between Splash Mountain and Jungle Cruise being my favorite ride at Magic Kingdom.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I think overall Jungle Cruise is my absolute favorite ride at Magic Kingdom. Lately, Splash Mountain is, because it just has everything.
Yes.
You know, you've got a thrill ride, you've got a relaxing ride, you have a dark ride, you have an outside ride, you've got, you know, a roller coaster, a boat, you have great music, animatronics, it's a lengthy ride. I love Splash Mountain. I'm with you on Big Thunder Mountain. I mean, that's, you know, it is such a great coaster. It's something I think the whole family can always enjoy. You don't always need a fast pass. Often, you know, if you do it early in the day, the wait is not bad. It's got a somewhat interactive queue. So even if you are waiting in standby, it's not bad.
Right.
It's a long coaster as far as coasters go. I feel like at Disney. Love it. And then, of course, Jungle Cruise. I mean, Jungle Cruise is just my absolute favorite. You get a different ride every time. Like this last time, that skipper that we had was probably one of the best we've ever had.
Yeah,
and I feel like I keep saying that, which is cool. Like every time we go now, like I feel like we went through a period where it was kind of like,
yeah,
like they didn't always have the best skippers, or they just, you know, and lately every time we get off, I'm like, that's the best one we've ever had. So they keep getting better and better.
What would you swap it out from with Splash Mountain if it was cold?
Seven Dwarves. Yeah. I mean, I do like my biggest gripe with Seven Dwarves is that it is quick. Yeah. And it's a short ride. I really wish that after you went through the actual mine with the Seven Dwarves, I wish that there was more to it after that. You know, but you get that quick little drop. It's fun. You come around a corner and then it's like, oh, we're done.
Yeah.
I do wish that there was a little more, but when they built it, you know, they were working within that space.
Right.
I mean, it's not like they had a huge area with the way they built the rest of the new Fantasyland. So yeah, I think I would swap that out, but it was hard for me to not put Seven Dwarves on this list, but, I really do like Seven Dwarves, but I think it's one of those where it's like you're supposed to think it's the best ride there because the wait's so long.
Oh, you know what I mean?
Like, I mean, it is a very good ride, but
it's smooth.
Well, it's over 4 years old.
Well, okay, it's newer.
Yeah.
Excuse
certainly
me,
it's smoother than Space Mountain.
Right.
But so is being punched in the kidneys. So, Space Mountain is the primeval world of Magic Kingdom.
Okay.
Do you know that?
Okay.
That's a known fact. It's in the, they put it in the guide.
No, they do.
That's how they say it now. Yeah, it says, so they're like describing all the rides and they're like, Seven Dwarves, it's a, you know, a I can't think of any words to say. Say wacky or something. It's a ride through the mine train and this and that. And it's like Jungle Cruise, you know, board a boat with your skipper who will take you on this and that. And then it goes, Space Mountain, the primeval world of Magic Kingdom. And people are like, oh, I know what to expect. I will be injured when I get off. All right, we're going to move on now to show. You can't see what I put. Would you select for your show?
I selected Happily Ever After.
Why did you select as such?
Well, because you've got the show projection on the castle and you've got the fireworks and it's at night and it's pretty and
yeah,
those are all my reasons.
I went with,
what'd you go with?
Boom, Festival of Fantasy Parade. Does that blow your mind? Are you shocked?
A little bit. Why?
I love Happily Ever After. Best show in all of Disney. Best fireworks display I've ever seen in my entire life. I think I have more emotional attachment to Festival of Fantasy Parade and parades in general.
Oh, okay.
Like, to me, they're just, there's nothing like seeing a Disney parade to me. You know, from the moment you're sitting, it's during the day, you know, I mean, obviously, I wish there would be a night parade. I mean, if we still had night parades, that would have made the list. I don't know. There's just something about, you know, plopping yourself down on either Main Street, or a lot of times we're over in Frontierland, and just sitting and waiting and seeing the floats come by. And there's so much there's so much to take in.
Yeah.
You know, between the actual floats, the right. the characters on the floats, the characters right. that are running around. You know, Maleficent's dragon is back,
yes.
which is just the greatest float ever. I don't know. There's something about it. This is the one. And I even go back and remember, you know, at 18 months watching Kaylin watch the parade
yeah.
and her face. And it just so I think that's why I ended up picking it, because of like the memory, the history, the all of that.
Right.
So okay. if we're really looking at it, I mean, my answer kind of wins. Mine's better, I think, in the long run.
Okay.
All right.
Didn't
we are moving on. We are moving on to our meet and greet. And where are you going for your meet and your greet? Because you get to do both. I don't know the difference. It's only a meet if you don't say hello to them.
Right.
Then it's just a meet.
Right.
So.
I'm going classic with Mickey Mouse.
Okay. Because, Town Square Theater.
Yeah. Because,
and right now he's got Minnie with him.
Right. There you go. You get
wearing their birthday suits.
Oh, Lord. Their celebration.
Butt naked.
No, they're not.
Okay.
Yeah, I just, you know, it's, well, and another reason I picked him is because of the meal that I picked. So, yeah.
How much do you miss talking Mickey? Or was it creepy for you? Because some people go back and forth. Do you miss talking Mickey?
Yeah, I do.
I do. I hate that went away. That was yeah. that's the coolest meet and greet.
Yeah,
I think we've ever done in all of our Disney adventures. There's mm-hmm. nothing like talking yeah. Mickey.
I agree.
Second to it, I would actually put Tiana.
Really?
Yeah. Tiana's yeah. always great.
Yeah.
And then it was so cool when we met Dr. Facilier during the Moonlight Magic. You know, from the same movie, he was so good too.
Yeah.
They just, like, that's one that truly, I think, takes on their character.
Right.
The best ever. Like, when you meet, like, a Cinderella, an Ariel, or Tinkerbell, you're like, okay, you're a person, you know, you are really Tinkerbell.
Yeah.
I know that. They're the real thing. But sometimes, I don't know, I think they come out of the movie, whereas when we meet Tiana or you meet Dr. Facilier, you feel like you're in the movie.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like they come out of the movies to meet you and you're going into the movie to meet the other ones. But I actually went with Gaston.
Oh.
I mean, there's nothing better than yeah. Gaston. No one eats like Gaston. No one meets like Gaston. I guess I could rhyme greet somewhere in there, but I mean, he's amazing. If you have never met Gaston,
yeah, he is awesome.
Over in New Fantasyland, right there, you got Gaston's Tavern to the left as you're kind of facing that fountain. To the right is the shop with overpriced artwork, and then he meets to the right of there.
So he's there all the time now?
Yeah, he's
I don't
regular.
Think he used to be, did he?
No, he's, well, I don't, you know, honestly, I don't know his overall schedule. Because he's Gaston, so he pretty much does whatever the heck he wants.
That's true.
So he probably calls every morning and he's like, look, I just ate 5 dozen eggs, but I'm not coming to work today. And then some days he's like, I ate 5 dozen eggs and I'm feeling pretty good, the size of a barge. So I will therefore come in and I will hit on all of the women's. Because it's pretty much what he does.
Yeah.
He shuns the men, hits on the women, and it is hilarious.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, he is absolutely outstanding.
Right, I would love to know, like, him as a friend. Like,
Gaston is mm-hmm. your friend?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, hang out with him and
yeah.
see how he acts.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're friends with Jared. I think it's pretty similar.
Yeah, that's true.
I think Jared eats 5 dozen eggs. He's roughly the size of a barge. So, all right, let's go on to meal. Where are you eating? And you know what? This actually didn't even cross my mind for some reason, because I think it's so up there that I didn't even really think of it, but
literally,
what did you select for your meal?
Cinderella's Royal Table. So it's because, I mean, not only do you meet Cinderella, and not only is the food amazing, but you also get all those other characters.
Yeah, you got, when we went, we had Ariel, we had Aurora. Mm-hmm. We had Snow White, I believe, maybe. Did we have Snow White?
I can't remember.
There was like five. There were five princesses,
there's
I
quite
think,
a few.
when we did it. Food was outstanding.
Yes.
Ate it all,
yes.
which was a big mistake.
Yes.
Because, yeah, we didn't feel so great after. Not because of the food, but the amount of the food
right.
that we ate. But it was so good. That's when they had the cobia.
Yes, which is
my,
that's right.
If you've never had cobia, it's my absolute favorite fish. If you like mahi, cobia will just blow you away. And I remember we went and it, you know, you get to select from your different items. You select a appetizer and entree, you know, dessert and all that. And when I was like, oh, what's your fish of the day? It's cobia. I was like, sign me up.
Yep.
And it was amazing.
We need to go back there.
Yeah, I know we do. I actually went Skipper Canteen.
Ooh, why'd you go there?
Because food was great. Food is different.
Yeah.
Atmosphere is awesome. You get to carry over from Jungle Cruise and have your skipper, waiter, or waitress who's throwing out the same type of jokes and puns. I think it is such a cool and unique experience, like, you know, nowhere else. I think it's extremely underrated. People never talk about Skipper Canteen, I feel like, and I think that is a shame.
Aww.
That's where I would go. Okay, so not on my list. Who, best day ever, who would you be spending it with at Magic Kingdom?
Oh, well, I mean, you, I guess, yeah.
You guess?
I mean, yeah.
Are there children involved? You just me? Just you and me?
I mean, oh, I thought I could only pick one person.
No, I meant like in general. Like you can pick as many. You have a dozen people. You have as many people as you want.
Yeah, I think it would be like our family and then maybe like our parents or something. Yeah. That's always fun when we do that together.
Yeah. Gets to be a lot of people, though.
Yeah.
No, I would do the same. I can say that
what would you do? Well,
one of the best days ever that I've had at Magic Kingdom, it was last year when we went. It was during the Star Wars run. We went the morning of the 10K to Magic Kingdom.
Yeah.
And basically, like, had the park to ourselves. I mean, nobody was there.
Yeah.
We went at rope drop. We basically knocked out everything there was to do in Adventureland, Frontierland, Liberty Square. Like, it was walk-ons. I remember, you know, taking photos, and again, it looked like it was either an early morning magic event or an after-hours event or the Moonlight Magic type thing.
Because everybody was running.
It was awesome. That's one of those really fond memories I have, and I remember us getting on Splash Mountain, and you saying to the cast member, because we were sitting in the back, and I think you said something to the cast member about, oh, We're in the back row, so we won't get that wet. And he said, "Oh no, we fixed the cannons."
Oh yeah.
And we're like, "Fix the cannons? What does that mean?" And then we're getting ready. As you're getting ready to go up the first incline to really start the ride, and the drop is happening on the right next to you on the right. There's giant cannons that had not been working for some time, and they were working, and they shot off and drenched both of us.
Yep.
And I just remember that like it was yesterday. It was awesome. If you could take one of our dogs to Magic Kingdom, which one would you choose? Where I'm going with this now, but which one would you take? You have a service animal.
Aww.
Which one are you taking?
Stitch.
I knew you were going to say that.
But because...
I bet Stitch would love
Jules Magic doesn't Kingdom. Like children.
No, that's true. She'd snap at him.
Right. Stitch is so sweet.
To be fair,
he's
friendly. I'm not that fond of many children either, but...
Well... He's friendly. Yeah. He would go up to people. Taco would freak out. You'd have to like hold him in a baby Bjorn or something.
I still want to get a baby Bjorn for Stitch. I think we could walk around Magic Kingdom with him.
Yeah.
Get him a little vest. But that's what I've always joked is I've said I would have to take Taco places and they would probably be like, "Is that your service dog?" And I'd say, "No, I'm a service human." Like he's got some special things going on in his head that he needs me around.
He does.
More than I need him around. So anything else you want to add about having kind of your best day ever at Magic Kingdom? Is there, is there something just additional that, you know, when you think of Magic Kingdom, that's what you, you know, you just think of and it's just something that if you've done it, like for me, getting a Mickey pretzel and just like strolling down Main Street, you know, or I love walking through the Emporium and like window shopping. Anything like that for you?
Well, of course, all of that. I mean,
you're just glad, just you and Stitch, just chilling. Too bad they don't still have Stitch's Great Escape.
I know.
You can't take the animals on the rides, though.
So what do you do with them?
You know, I actually don't know. If
like
anybody,
rider
yeah,
swap?
no, I don't know. I have, I mean, I know that they, you know, I really, really don't know. I would be interested if anybody who listens, uses a service animal. I actually am very curious. I thought I saw one time somebody with a service dog and the cast member held on to them, to the dog while the person rode. I feel like that happened. It could have been a dream. I don't know. Okay. But yeah, if anybody listening uses a service animal in the parks, I actually be very, very interested to hear more about it and how that goes in the process. Yeah, because if you want to get on Splash Mountain, you know, or you want to ride some of these rides, right. I would assume they can come into some of the shows, like if you're doing PhilharMagic.
Oh, right.
But I wouldn't even think they could ride like the
small room.
I thought of the teacups. Can you just imagine a dog just sitting on the teacups? He's got little paws propped up and he's just swirling around. Like his tongue would be hanging out, like he's had his head out of a window and he's just like, having the best time ever. Yeah. No, I'd be very interested to know how that goes though.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this was a quick one, but I liked the idea of doing this. And we've been doing a lot of, here's honestly why I did it. We've been doing a lot of reviews lately based around food, based around the resorts. I really wanted to get back in the parks.
Okay.
You know, and so that's where we'll do this series and we'll spread these out. We'll do the other three parks. We'll do the same picks. Obviously, you know, when this comes out, we will post I will post this in the Capture the Magic community on Facebook. And I would love to hear what your best day ever is with these rules and requirements.
Mm-hmm.
And do not pick four rides. That's cheating. You pick three because that's what the rules are.
Right.
And we can't break these rules. We've set these up so that there is not anarchy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I said that weird. I don't know why. All right. Well, guys, thank you so much for listening. And if you would do us a huge favor, if you will go out, subscribe to all the shows. Again, the Diz Dudes is now on its very own feed. We are most likely going to post, I think, one more episode on the Capture the Magic feed as well, just so we can make sure everybody gets switched over. But come March, you will not be able to listen to the Diz Dudes on Capture the Magic, and I would hate for you to miss out on any of the episodes, because if I'm being honest, they're pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So go out and search for the Diz Dudes, not just Diz Dudes, because we are the Diz Dudes.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very important that you have the. So go out and subscribe to everything, and as long as you're out there on the interwebs doing your little stuff on your keyboard and all, please leave all of our shows a rating and review.
Because it helps all of our shows grow.
That's all we've got. We'll see you real soon.